This is the message of Jesus and Mary to the world through the seer Veronica Lukin. Today is Saturday, August the 5th, eve of the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the year of our Lord 1972. We are at the shrine site of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, at the site of St. Robert Bellarmine Roman Catholic Church in the Bayside Hills of Bayside in Long Island of New York.
Seeking to capture the souls of all the dedicated. It will be with those of true faith and compassion to offer their sacrifices for the recovery of the souls being captured within her son's house. Hail, on the left side of the flagpole.
The Lord is with thee.
She is dressed all in white.
Among women, and blessed
her mantle is very long. It goes across her head. The mantle is trimmed with golden stripes along the edge. Now, Our Lady has her hands together, and there is a large white rosary hanging from her hands. The crucifix is very golden. Our Lady is also taking her hands, the left hand, from the rosary and extending it. She has a scapular in her left hand, and she's saying, the sacramentals must be won. They're standing now at the right side of the flagpole. He's smiling. The light is very bright, and it's pink. It looks very pink. And Jesus is extending his hand out, and I can see the wounds in his hand. And now there is a man coming towards him. He's dressed beautifully, all in purple and gold and white, and he has on his head a very large crown. It looks like the crown that Paul wears on special occasions. He says, I am Saint Peter. You will not cast aside my words and my teachings. You will go down on your knees and beg forgiveness for the offenses to the Sacred Heart of your God. Of darkness, who have taken the Book of Life and tried to destroy what has been written by the holy men of the house of God. Your actions have set the standards for a fallen world. Turn back, Romans! You ask for the hand of a punishing God upon you! Turn back while you still have time! A group of nuns. They are all so happy. Oh, there's Teresa. Oh, Teresa. She's not happy. She's standing away from the nuns to the right. And she's crying. And she's pointing over to the tree where Our Lady is standing. And Our Lady is also weeping. They're pointing over to the convent. Jesus said, come with me. There's a door. It's a very large building. And Teresa has opened the door. And I hear music. It's very loud. And I see girls in black tights. And they're jumping around. Now one is wiggling, and Teresa has turned her back. She walked over, and she picked up the dress. Oh, and she took it and held it out like it was very distasteful to her. And she dropped it into the waste paper basket. Teresa went outside, and I see a whole group of nuns filing into the room. They're all dressed in long habits. They're dressed like novices. In the Carmel, they have white, they're white, sort of like mantles over their heads, and a white large bib. And they're carrying the garments to the ladies that are dancing in the tights. And they said, place them on and no longer offend your God. You have been misled. You are the only responsible to the Father for what you do of your free will in heart. A nun, I think she's a nun. She's playing a flute, and she's dancing down the road. And all these, I think they're nuns, they have nails on their heads, but they're dressed in hot pants and socks and short skirts and silk stockings and high heels. And this nun, oh, she turned around. The nun had an awful face. It looks like Satan. Oh, he's grinning and he looks horrible. And all the nuns, they're skipping down the road. And there are hundreds of them. And at the end of the road, they fall in. It's a big, open pit, and they're all falling in. And when the group falls in, another one who looks like Satan comes, and it seems like there's no end of it. Oh. Oh. Teresa said, sisters of Christ, children in darkness, come out before it is too late. The end is not as far as you can see. Come out of your darkness into the light. Oh. Our Father, right next to Jesus, and Our Lady. He says, hear me well, those in the house of God, you will stop your conversing, your leanings toward modernism, your entering with rationalization the world of Satan. Turn back and get on your knees. You have been deceived by Satan. He has been present at your meetings. Many with mitres are now going his round. You will also receive the fate of hell. Your rank in the house of God gives you no precedence over another soul, for you will be cast aside and judged with the least for your part in the final damnation of souls entrusted in your care by the Father. You, Veronica, Yes. Yeah. The agents of hell are multiplying in the house of God. All cardinals and bishops will ask themselves this question. Can I stand before the eternal Father and say, my teaching has been pure in your sight? If you can say this with truth of heart, then you have been misled. But if in your truth you have accepted the riches of the world and sold souls for the acceptance of these riches, you will be spit out by the Father like them to enter the flames and join Lucio in his kingdom. All cardinals and bishops will now take themselves off the road to hell. They will take their spirits where it belongs, within the realm of God, casting aside their lusts, their desire for richness, the pampering of their bodies while the souls are starving. No longer will this be tolerated. The Holy Father will soon undergo a great trial. You will all gather around him and support him on his cross. You will not set up the machinery for the entrance of Satan's agent onto the seat of Peter. For when you do, you have reached the beginning of the end. The tenth hour of wars, the coming of the agents of hell, the destruction of souls, all has been brought about by man in his greed, his avarice, his immodesty. And as such, the numbers shall be counted in the few when the final count is made. It will all be on thy decision. You cannot follow the middle road. You must make your choice now. Jesus in the Trinity, or Lucio, the master of deceit and darkness. Our lady has moved over to the left side of the flagpole. She's pointing to a map. It's over the waters, way over the waters, and I see they look, yes, Chinese people and dark-skinned people. And she said, this is a small measure of what is in store for your country. Many children will be taken from your country. It is the only recourse for an errant parenthood, a misguided society, and a land that has turned its back on its God. Trials will cleanse your country. Death will become in place in your country. Prepare yourselves well now. The Father is not unmerciful. I have cried. I have wandered throughout the world, pleading with you to listen to me. I have also come to your earth to gather those who will be left to build and rebuild the shambles of my son's house, the shambles that Satan has created by using the will of a fallen generation. I ask you, as a mother who knows the sorrow of a loss, prepare your children for the entrance. Guard the souls of those you love. I cannot promise that all will be spared anguish in the days ahead. But I can promise that those who have lighted their candles with me and carried this light to their families, friends, brothers,
and sisters will join us in the ultimate victory, which will be with God, the Eternal Father, and the Eternal of my Son Jesus, with all the personages of heaven. You see, my children, to join Satan, it is fruitless. You have nothing to gain, but all to lose. The ultimate victory will be with the Father. Satan will only be allowed his reign as long as the Father allows him. Therefore, he is allowed for the main purpose of the gathering for the return of my Son. I admonish all parents now to prepare themselves for the days ahead. Yes, I have gone throughout the world pleading and promising peace, justice, and happiness. But these will only be given on merit. I promise you now that the time will come when you will all understand what I have been saying in various places throughout your world. I have now reached the end of my journey. All messages of the past must be dispersed quickly. Each soul is precious to the Father. No one who joins us must slacken in his zeal. The reward promised by the Eternal Father goes far beyond all the human expectations even the greatest imagination of man's mind cannot foresee. The joys and the goodness, the love, and all the expressions of human nature that will be yours when you come victorious through the dark days ahead. Many will have to sacrifice their human bodies in the turmoil. But think, my children, how many glorious souls there will be to count when the final count is made. There will be many personages from heaven coming in manifestations to enlightened souls. They come here to earth on mission, and as such, you will become aware of what part you will play in the ultimate victory of my Son. I bless you, my children, now. You will continue with your prayers of atonement, not forgetting the sorrow of your vicar. Jesus will come to bless your sacramentals and other objects of divinity after the completion of this rosary. Name of the Father. Past Jesus' shoulder. And Jesus is now raising his hand very high over his head And he's blessing everyone in the sign of the Trinity. And he's walking now, well, he's not exactly walking, he's floating over to the trees on the left side. And he's raised his hand now again. And he's blessing the people there. And he's, oh, now he's placed his hands out forward. And you can see the wounds in his hands. Oh, my. But they're bleeding. Oh. Oh, now Jesus has placed a cape over his head. There's a cape. There's a cape. It's made from the back of his robe. And he's walking over to the right side of the flagpole. But I can see blood on the side of his face. Oh, he's taken his cloak off his head, and there's a heavy crown of thorns on his head, and the blood is running down his face onto his white gown. And he's standing there with his hands out. And Our Lady is standing over to the left side of the flagpole. She's standing there, and her hands are covering her eyes. Now Michael has come over, and he's standing on top of the flagpole. And over his head, there are golden numbers. It says, Guardian of the Faith. Guardian of the House. And over there I see, oh, I can't see Jesus anymore. He's gone back, like he went backwards into the sky. And Our Lady now is standing over to the right side of the flagpole, and she's raised the rosary, and she's now blessing with the cross of the rosary like this, everyone, in the sign of the cross. Our Lady said, continue with your prayers, my children. Many prayers will be needed for the recovery of souls and the return of those in my son's house. Many prayers are needed now for your children. Do not be lax in discipline, for your hearts will be torn, and you will receive in meter for this laxity. I bless you, my children. Continue with your prayers. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.